When G20 finance ministers meet on July 18th and 19th, avoiding a new trade war will be high on the agenda. Cash-strapped governments around the world are planning to whack taxes on online services. But America regards these as a grab for its company's profits and is considering retaliation against 10 digital tax proposals. On July 10th, it said it would respond to France's tax by hitting French handbags, lipstick and soap with tariffs of 25%. Unless a truce is struck, the tariffs will go into effect in January. The root cause of the dispute is a flaw in the international tax system. In order to avoid taxing businesses twice, governments typically apply the corporate tax to firms that are legally domiciled on their shores or have a local physical base and link the amount due to the location of their assets and production. But now many companies provide online services and can shift intellectual property to low-tax regimes with the click of a button. A system intended to stop profits being taxed too much allows them to be taxed too little. In 2017, 40% of profits made by multinational firms outside their home country were shifted to tax havens, reckoned Thomas Torslov, now at the Danish Ministry of Taxation, and Ludwig Beer and Gabriel Zuckman of the University of California, Berkeley. That meant more than $200 billion in foregone tax revenue, equivalent to 10% of global corporate tax receipts. This is a relatively small amount. By comparison, governments worldwide have unleashed stimulus of $5.4 trillion in response to COVID-19. But it is symbolically important and rightly irks taxpayers, who must fill the hole. For several years now, the OECD, a club of rich countries, has convened governments in the hope of plugging the tax leaks. The idea is that the G20 meeting lays the groundwork so that the OECD summit planned for October yields results.